This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Sedgy today on this first full weekend of March. And on our show this hour, my first guest is Judge Douglas Ginsburg. Now, we had him on the show a couple of weeks ago, and I was so taken up by the show and his presence on the show that I invited him to come back because he's got a program, it's a three-part series that is running on PBS called A More or Less Perfect Union. Really a very interesting show and one that we all should watch at one time or another. And he also has a coffee table book that's out right now called Voices of Our Republic. And the good judge will be joining us on the show, our first guest in the second hour. Later on, David McCallum will be here. David's 86 years old, writing books and still very active. And of course, he starred in A Man from U.N.C.L.E. and so many other things. Michelle Sullivan has an inspiring book about dwarfism and how she dealt with it. And then Trey Bodge will be here to talk about daylight saving time and food. Today with Ron Sedgy. Does your car, RV, truck, or boat look faded or perhaps has some minor surface scratches? Painting a vehicle is very expensive and permanent. Okay. That's why I recommend SignZoo. SignZoo is the nation's premier vinyl design and wrap company. A 3M vinyl wrap can outlive a painted vehicle by years, and it can be removed at any time without damaging the original finish. Licensed, insured, the best warranty in the business, and over 20 years experience. Is just a few reasons to choose SignZoo. Whether a wrap to promote your business or change the color of your car, RV, truck, or boat, a vinyl wrap is less expensive and more versatile than paint. And remember, SignZoo services the country nationwide for your convenience. Visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com. And get ready for a brand new look.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgy today. And a few weeks ago, we had the honor of having our next guest with us. I enjoyed the conversation so much, I immediately asked if we could have him back. He's going to be talking about a show now that is on PBS that we chatted about last time called A More or Less Perfect Union and the coffee table book that he has out, Voices of Our Republic. He was first appointed to the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia during the Ronald Reagan administration. He is a professor at Harvard Law School. Many more, too numerous to mention. Joining us right now is the Honorable Judge Douglas H. Ginsburg. Hello, Your Honor. Welcome back to the show. I'm sorry I can't go down all the things you've done in a remarkable career, my friend.
Thank you, Ron. Delighted to be back and to talk to you again about this program, A More or Less Perfect Union. We've worked on it for about 3.5 years, and I think I'm becoming a one-note instrument here because it's what I like to talk about.
Well, you know, it is a fascinating book, and the series is unbelievable. You have in the book a picture of a gentleman by the name of Robert Chittister. And I knew Bob way back when in Pennsylvania when he was a general manager of a public broadcasting station. And he's part of this coffee table book, is he not?
Yes, he started this production company called Free to Choose Network that produced A More or Less Perfect Union. And it was Bob's inspiration to do a program on the Constitution. He wasn't specific at that point as to how it would look, but he approached me about hosting the program, and I was intrigued, and we worked it out over a period of months, and then we're off and running, and took about 3 years to do the whole production. Yeah, Bob was absolutely key to this. he's been a great source of great programming for public television over the years.
Oh, yes. He managed a station called WQLN up in northwestern Pennsylvania. I did a lot of stuff from then. Fascinating guy. You know, you talk about lessons of today, and I love the fact that you stress, if you don't read history, you don't know what happened yesterday, and you don't really foresee what's going to happen tomorrow because you're not looking into what has happened in the past, you never can handle the present. And there are so many things in the Constitution that really is a schematic for our day-to-day life, and it's a shame that civic lessons, which were very prominent when I went to high school, seem to be leaving the scene.
That is exactly the problem, and that is the reason that I was so interested in taking up Bob's suggestion to do this program, because in addition to reaching the public television audience, the 3 hours of programming are used as the basis for a curriculum in secondary and middle schools, and the materials, excerpts from the show, plus questions for discussion and additional documents and so on, that's all been sent to 170,000 teachers of civics and history. It's good to know there are that many teachers of civics and history left in the country.
Right, right.
Because so many school systems have eliminated these courses. I have some good news to report since we spoke last, Ron. A few weeks ago, the governor of Florida directed that every public high school there will restore and have a civics course and required. And Illinois just passed a law to the same effect for all the high schools in Illinois. I think people have started to wake up when they see that so much of the public, especially young people, can't name the branches of government, let alone have they ever read the Constitution.
But I think the last time, Judge, we talked about the fact that I thought that this three-part series should be part of every high school and junior high school across the United States, because this is a great story of how this whole thing came about.
Well, thank you for that, Ron. It's a sad story, too, because so much of the original Constitution has been eroded by ambitious politicians getting the tolerance or the blessing of the Supreme Court to alter the structure of the Constitution. I don't know if I mentioned this last time, but the Congress is no longer the primary source of our laws. They have delegated so much of their lawmaking authority to administrative agencies. In a recent Congress, there were 18 times as many regulations with the force of law as there were actual laws coming out of the Congress. So we are now being governed not by the people we've elected, but by the people that the president has appointed. We all know they're faceless bureaucrats. They're our lawmakers and our elected representatives, not having to vote up or down on the things that actually matter to people. These agencies have the ability to impose very significant burdens on individuals, on companies, on the economy, and the Congress never votes on it. It's a very sad situation.
I think the thing that I fear the most is the fact that this wonderful document that we have called the Constitution was so encompassing of future generations by the authors of it. But not knowing what life was going to be like 200 years from now, as we don't, it's amazing that it's been able to stand the test of time as it has. What I'm concerned about is the interpretation that people take. For example, the news media didn't even exist for the most part, except for newspapers. And I don't know if it's even applicable to today's mass media situation. When you talk about people coming in and interpreting the Constitution, they can find some legal area to go to that it wasn't intended for initially.
Well, that happens all the time, and the Supreme Court has been key to that happening. I mean, the Supreme Court has, in some cases, imported into the Constitution and taken out of politics important controversial matters. This happened, of course, with Roe versus Wade and with same-sex marriage. These were matters that were being debated in the state legislatures, and changes were occurring, too. Then the court intervened and made it a matter of the Constitution through a very tenuous chain of reasoning, created a much more aggravated controversy. When politics is allowed to run its course, when legislation is negotiated and passed by a state legislature or the federal legislature, it's a compromise. It has to be. It's not that somebody wins and somebody loses. But when a court decides things, that's not often the case. It's usually one side wins and one side loses, and that's the end of the matter. But it's not the end of the matter when the court intrudes itself into a matter that isn't really squarely Chile and its province, and that is a politically contested and salient issue. So the Supreme Court has a lot to account for here, I must say. And, you know, this mixing of powers, this delegation of powers, the Supreme Court has accepted that. They've approved it as constitutional in cases starting in the 20s and 30s. The extraordinary expansion of the administrative state in the last few decades, certainly in the post-war era, all comes from the court saying, well, yes, the Constitution says the Congress can regulate commerce. That means it really can regulate anything affecting commerce. And what goes on in my backyard does not affect commerce, but the federal government is able to regulate that on the ground that it affects commerce.
Well, throughout history, that has been the case where the government has interfered. I mean, the railroad strike with Truman, the steel strike with Kennedy. I mean, all of these things have come into play. And the coffee table book, which is sensational, by the way, Judge, I want to tell you, the people in this book are anywhere from Justice Ruth Ginsburg, which, by the way, is no relation, to Gene Simmons of KISS. It keeps the reader, and in the case of the television show, the viewer, involved because it's a lot of opinions, not just an opinion of the very old or the very young.
Oh, that's right. The book, which is called Voices of Our Republic, the centrality of the Constitution to the American people and to who we are as a people. People from all walks of life are entitled to and should have an informed view of the Constitution. And the people commenting in that book, not just journalists and lawyers and judges, but as you said, Gene Simmons, Jack Nicklaus, the golf champion, the famous chef is in there. They are people who have taken the time to think about the Constitution and have said something interesting about it. That's what we want in the public. And those are fine examples of what we would like to achieve with the general public, a public that really understands where they live and how it got the way it is and what can be done to improve it or at least stop the erosion.
That's so true. Well, you know, Judge, as I told you before, I could talk to you for hours. The name of the series on PBS, Check Your Local Listings, it's a three-part series called A More or Less Perfect Union, and the book is entitled Voices of Our Republic. Judge, please tell Bob Chittister that I said hello.
I will, and I hope you will do that, because he deserves a lot of credit. I think it's great.
Certainly does. Would you join us again, Judge? I find your fascinating discussion, and I think it's so important to disseminate to the general public.
Well, there's nothing I'd rather discuss, Ron, so whenever we can make the time work for the both of us, let's do it.
Okay, I'm at your beckoning call. You're busier than I am, Your Honor.
Thank you very much, Ron. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Judge.
Great to be back.
Nice to have you here. Honorable Judge Douglas Ginsburg in the United States Court of Appeals, District of Columbia Circuit, and the name of the series on PBS is A More or Less Perfect Union. It's a three-part series. Check your local listings for the time and, of course, the PBS station it's on. And plus, get the coffee table book, Voices of Our Republic, which is equally fascinating. Great guy.
Thank you, Ron. That was great. Appreciate it.
And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. I am delighted to have our next guest with us. He was with us on the show far too long ago. It had to be 10, 15 years ago. And he is such a seasoned actor, and I didn't realize this. He's a musician, too. He's got a brand new book out called Once a Crooked Man. I love the premise of this. Joining us right now is the multi-talented David McCallum. David, welcome to the show. And, geez, it's been too long since you've been here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been, shall we say, quite busy.
Well, that's good. That's the way to be. And I meant what I said. You know, everybody remembers your great roles on television, Man from U.N.C.L.E., NCIS, The Great Escape on the big screen, The Outer Limits, the 1963 and 95 versions. Is this your second book, David?
No. I sat down about over 15 years ago and decided I didn't know how. I'd never tried to write, never tried to put the words on the paper. And so I started just as an exercise in teaching myself to write. And it went in and out of drawers and got, you know, bumped away for 3 years. And eventually, about, 4 or 5 years ago, I took it out and decided to finish it, and I did. And to my astonishment, someone read it and said, you've got to publish this. And a week or so ago, it was published, much to my astonishment.
When you're reading it, I guarantee you that no one would ever know it's your first book. I love the premise of it. First of all, you've got the Brugetti brothers. Being of Italian descent, I immediately can relate to this book, okay?
Yeah, well, the Bruschettis were very early on. They came into the picture very early on, and I really like all three of them. They're great guys.
This is a book, and I'm sure being the talented actor that you are, recognize immediately, this should be a movie. I mean, it's a comic thriller, but this would be great on the big screen.
Well, tell that to everybody you can. I'd love to see it as a film. You know, I have an image in my head of all these people and what they're like and everything and where they go and what they do. But it would be wonderful to see it actually on a screen. That would be marvelous.
It would play well. It's a story, if I may lead into this, of brothers who have spent a lifetime, obviously, in the underworld, and they're getting older. They're saying, I'm going to retire from crime, but they're overheard by an aspiring actor that they're going to do one more thing before they close out business, and that's murder somebody. And this actor goes to England and tries to warn the guy and then gets in way over his head. I love it.
Yeah, that's basically the premise. And, of course, the Bruschetti brothers at the beginning, they're in a business of the crime business. And they've never really had any record they've done wrong. So they're under the radar and basically successful and proving the point that crime upon occasion does pay and pay well.
And I love this actor because he gets so involved with this role that the British police actually say, well, you know what, we need you in underground because you play this role so well. And all the guy wants to do is be an actor. He just wants a commercial on television. He doesn't care. Now he's wrapped up. And I think it's a great premise, David.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
I run down, if I may, before we talk more about Once a Crooked Man, all of the things you have done. And it is staggering. And I never knew that your parents were both fantastic musicians, of which you initially followed in their footsteps as an oboe player.
Yes, my father wanted me to go to Paris and go to the conservatoire because I'd been taught by the principal He was the coranglé player in the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, which my father was the leading violinist, the concertmaster. And before that, he'd been the concertmaster with Beecham in the London Philharmonic Orchestra. So I grew up, my mother was a cellist, so I grew up in a very musical environment and naturally ended up playing an instrument, which in this case was the oboe. But I had already been working with the BBC on radio, doing a lot of different accents across the British, you know, the British countryside. I was successful at that, and I'd worked in amateur theatre, and I realized very early on that that's what I wanted to do, not music. And so my father said, right, get on with it.
Yeah, well, that's great. But your son, Val, is a session musician, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a session musician. He's also been touring lately and doing a lot of work with Jackson Browne.
Oh, wow.
And I saw him at the Greek Theatre here in Los Angeles not long ago, and he's quite wonderful. And they say, you know, talent skips a generation, and it's certainly true in his case.
Well, no, wait a minute. You got an enormous amount of talent there, David, so don't ever cut that situation.
Well, the musical talent in my case got put to one side, but not in the case of Val.
You certainly have stayed the course, and your role on NCIS is I mean, this is a role that you've played on a couple of different series, is it not?
Well, you know, Ducky is pretty unique, and I tend to talk. I mean, if somebody says, would you like to sort of talk to these people, I can stand up and go on until they get the hook and pull me off. And so Ducky, in a way, is very garrulous in that way. I like Ducky a lot. He's a very good friend of mine, and after 13 years of playing the same part, I've got to know him really well.
I love the expression that he's a good friend of mine. I've never heard an actor say that before. That's very well put. It's almost like it's another person.
Well, it's not everybody that gets to play a part for 13 years.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a weird thing in many ways. And people say, what's your favorite episode and things like that. To me, they're all those almost 300 episodes now. It's just one great, big, long episode. I can never differentiate one from the other.
Yeah.
And it's all been such a pleasure. I mean, Don Belisario did a fantastic job setting it up, and we've managed to keep it going ever since.
Yeah, he's quite a talent. Now, Once a Crooked Man, for those who want to buy it, where can we get it?
Oh, I think it's in bookstores across the country, and certainly on Barnes & Noble everywhere. Available on the Internet, of course. The Kindle version and also the audio, which I recorded a while back.
Oh!
So it's all out there if you want to go get it.
Oh, I would love to hear the audio version because I know how great you are when it comes to putting the feeling behind it. I would be remiss in the closing moments, David, to ask, is there any substance to truth to this? Is this something that you got from somebody from the standpoint of an experience that you had?
No, I have many friends in the world of law enforcement, the good guys, as I call them, and they've taught me a lot. But no, there's nothing really that, no. It's a work of fiction, shall we say.
Well, it's a great work of fiction. Now, you got to do me a favor. The last time we spoke probably was 15, it could have been 20 years ago, all right? Can we kind of shorten that span the next time, David?
It's a deal.
Okay, let's do it.
It took me 15 years and more to write the first book. They want a second book. Maybe I'll get that out a little quicker.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You got to keep pumping them out. Well, David, congratulations on your success in your career and, of course, with this crime fiction debut of Once a Crooked Man, penned by David McCallum. David, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to having
you. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, my friend.
Wonderful.
What a great guy he is, and what a terrific talent, too. David McCallum. And remember this theme from The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says the threat of contracting the coronavirus in the United States remains low.
That being said, we are going to continue to lean into this effort, to call on industry, to call on every agency of government to deal with it.
The Vice President speaking today in a meeting with cruise line executives in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Pence is heading up the administration's task force on the virus. As far as the coronavirus and the economy, economist Steve Moore with the Heritage Foundation tells Fox News,
I think we may see some more sell-offs, but the first of all, the fear of the virus is what's causing this economic chaos, right, not the virus itself.
And the cleanup continues in Tennessee after tornadoes ripped through the area early Wednesday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's Ron Segi today, live all across the USA and around the world. Well, something came across my desk the other day, and I said, we need to get this young lady on the show. It's a fascinating story, and it's a very inspirational one, too, I might add. Her new book is just released. It's called Looking Up, Have a Different Perspective, Turns Obstacles into Advantages. We'll tell you why that title is so appropriate when we bring on our guest, Michelle Sullivan. Hi, Michelle. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
you so much. Nice to be here.
You are pretty excited, I guess. People magazine's already mentioned the book. This is great. It's a big day for you.
It is a big day. Thank you. I appreciate it. I love being on the show.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you being here. And let's begin from the beginning, okay? Because you were born with a very rare form of dwarfism. When you speak candidly about this, being only 4 feet tall, let's talk about the early days in grade school when children are tough enough when it comes to peer pressure, let alone the pressure that you were under being somewhat smaller than everybody else. What was that like?
It was definitely challenging. My parents treated me like everybody else, and I didn't know I was little until I went to kindergarten. And then, as you said, the kids graciously said, "Why are you so short, and why do you look different?" And I remember that day like it was yesterday, and I had no idea I was different. And so by the end of the day, I felt on the outside and overlooked, etc., which we all have those feelings, you know, throughout our life. So when I got in the car, I asked my mom if there was something wrong with me. And she hesitated. I'd never seen my mom hesitate before. And she said, "Well, Michelle, you are going to be smaller than the vast majority of the people, but you're still going to be able to do anything you want. You maybe do it a little bit different at times, but, you know, the world is waiting for you, basically." And so I didn't know what that meant at age 5. I just knew that everybody stared at me. And I really hated to go out in public, and everybody stared and asked questions and made comments. And then about 2nd grade, we were doing a math game where the teacher held flashcards, and you stood next to a desk, and whoever answered the math equation first got to move to the next desk, and it was called Around the World, because you kept going until somebody beat you. And lo and behold, I found out I was great at math. And then I became the girl that was smart at math, and it was really the first time that somebody, I saw the kids looking up to me. It wasn't that I was a little girl anymore, I was the smart one.
Yeah.
And it really helped me, you know, there's two kinds of growth. Your external growth, which you grow, what, to 18 or 20. I quit at age 10. And then I started, you know, noticing the internal growth, which is what my parents were trying to explain to me. And you spend the rest of your life growing on the inside. It's your emotional capacity and your relationships, et cetera. And I really started realizing what my parents were telling me. And then I knew that, you know, I really could do anything.
Well, you know, I love the line that you have, which is growth is never just physical. A lot of us grow to be a normal size, and are mentally, there's nothing there. But ladies and gentlemen, aside from being a math whiz, then she goes on to be a chess champion, to an MBA, and she has spent the last 30 years with a very big organization, the Caterpillar Company. And I love the comment that was made. I think it's just so much you. And she says that becoming the smallest woman in the largest earth-moving manufacturer in the world is quite an irony. What was it got you into that industry? Because I want to tell everyone that 30 years she has spent at Caterpillar, and she is the head of the Caterpillar Foundation, the company's philanthropic arm, which invests somewhere between the vicinity of $40 to $60 million a year around the world to alleviate poverty. Now, how did that all come about, Michelle?
Yeah, well, Caterpillar's headquarters is in Peoria, Illinois, and that's where we live. And my dad worked at CAT and retired from CAT. I spent 30 years there, retiring in 2018, and my sister still works there. So we're a traditional Caterpillar family. So I knew I wanted to work for Caterpillar, because it was a global company, and I'd have great experiences there. So during my MBA years, the 2 years I was in the MBA classes, I was co-oping at IBM. But I knew that I wanted to work at Caterpillar, so I interviewed, and lo and behold, I got a job. And I had quite a few jobs over 30 years, you know, IT, marketing, product support, parts, working with the dealers. And then in 2011, lo and behold, my dream job came open, the foundation, which brought together my two of my passions, which is the not-for-profit space, which I've been working in since I was a teenager, and Caterpillar. We're definitely a Caterpillar family, and it's one of the most sought-after jobs at Caterpillar. It rarely comes open since 1952. People hold it for years. And I thought I had missed my turn. I was 23 years into my career. But it came open, and I put in for it, and I laid out the strategy that I would put together, you know, with the board for the foundation. And the CEO picks the person, and he knew of my work, etc., and he selected me for the very visible and influential job of investing the foundation dollars with partners around the world on behalf of the employees and so forth. So I was very honored to do that, and I did it for the next 7.5 years until I retired.
Wow.
And it was a dream job.
Inside Philanthropy made mention of the fact that she is one of the 50 most powerful women in philanthropy, served as a U.S. delegate to the United Nations Commission on the Status of Women, an MBA, as we mentioned, from Bradley University, and because of the fact that she landed a role on the board of One Campaign, has a very close relationship with Bono from U2 fame. So you have really done well, and I really think that this is the kind of book that everybody should read, and especially young people who did not have the challenges that you had sociologically, because, you know, let's face it, when you're growing up amongst kids, they're tough enough, as we mentioned earlier, and then to have something that putting down type thing, which is terrible, mm-hmm. and you overcame mm-hmm. that, Michelle, and I think that's sensational. I mean, and I'm sure that this is what the book is about, looking up, because you got to take an obstacle and make it an advantage, and you have done that successfully in such a exciting and successful life.
Well, thank you. You know, we all have challenges every day, and most of them you can't see, and I talk about that in my TED Talk. Most challenges, you will never have any idea what people are going through. And that's really what the book is about, is your perspective, that all we want is to be seen for who we are, not what you see. And in the book, it talks about how to get through some of those things, and also big opportunities. You know, when the foundation job came open, I got my kitchen table together. I call it my kitchen table. My mom and my sister, you know, the close people that you really lean on when something really good or not so good happens. And I said, listen, I want to go out to this job, but I can't do it by myself because I have to travel with someone, et cetera. And we talked about it, and they said, we got your back, Michelle. You should go do it. And I encourage people to get their kitchen table together when they need it, and asking for help is a strength, not a weakness. And how your perspective, just a little twist, can make an obstacle really look like an opportunity, like you just talked about. And make that first move. Lean in. Don't be afraid to lean in and really get to know people. And the more diverse people you know, think about the creativity and innovation and how your attitude changes because you met with people that are doing things that you wish you could do.
Yeah, I like that.
And so, you know, look up to everybody. I've looked up to everybody my whole life. Most people are taller than me since I'm 4 feet tall, literally. But figuratively, it taught me the best relational posture, which is to look up to everyone because we all have value. And a friend told me, you know, when you meet somebody, you always leave them a little bit better or a little bit worse. And don't you want to leave that person a little bit better off with an acknowledgement of hello or a nod or anything like that? It just think how much better the world would be today if we really started doing that instead of all the divisiveness that's going on in the world.
And I like the comment that you make, lean in. That's great.
Lean in, yep.
The book is called Looking Up, How a Different Perspective Turns Obstacles into Advantages.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great schematic for people in life. And where can we get it now, Michelle?
You can get it. It's in the stores online. And also, if you want to know more about it, you can go to lookingup.com. And also, to be honest, people.com, the peoplemagazine.com article that came out today, really did a fine job also explaining a little bit more than what I have time for right now. But it really is, you know, about perspective, and your show is great because you give so many different perspectives to folks, and that's really doing everyone a lot of good, I think.
Well, you're a lovely lady. And let me ask you now, during retirement, what are you going to do?
Uh-huh. Well, obviously the book takes up part of my time right now, but I'm working on the social impact space, and also I'm doing quite a bit of speaking around the world.
Well, I tell you something. Mm-hmm. You are always you are always welcome here. Again, the name of the book is Looking Up, How a Different Perspective Turns Obstacles into Advantages, penned by our guest, one large presence when it comes to a lady in our country, Michelle Sullivan. Michelle, please join us again. You're quite an inspiration to everyone, and thank you for being our guest on the show today.
Thank you so much.
Well, I tell you, what a story and what a lady, honestly. Wow. Michelle Sullivan. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill that's coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
The USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today, and coming up tonight, cannot believe this, all right, we're going to go back to daylight savings time, moving our clocks ahead by 1 hour. It just seems like yesterday that we moved them back, but when it does, it kind of screws up your body clock a little bit, and we're going to talk about ways you can save time and money by looking into the meals that are quick and delicious and avoid the daylight savings stress that comes along with that time change. Joining us right now is lifestyle journalist and shopping expert, Trey Bodge. Hi, Trey. How are you? Nice to have you here.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me. I'm well.
You're in New York City, and I understand that the weather there may not be equal to what we're enjoying here in Orlando.
That's right. It's rainy and cold here today.
Well, it's sunshiny and warm. So, anyway, March 8th is, you know, the I thought they were going to get rid of daylight savings time, but apparently they didn't, all right? So we're back to daylight savings time. So How does that change eating habits and schedules for people? I mean, does it make a difference that 1 hour?
Well, that 1 hour really can throw us off, especially if you have young children. It's hard for them to adjust to the time change. And essentially, we're losing an hour of our day. So it's really important to be efficient with your day-to-day tasks, which is why I've teamed up with Aldi to talk to you a little bit about grocery shopping and meal prep today.
What are some of the tips that you can give us that will make it easier during this time change? Because I know that that 1 hour does kind of screw up the whole schedule.
Yeah, it really does. And so to my mind, it's really all about efficiency. So when you're grocery shopping, shop at a store where you can get in and out quickly. So I love Aldi myself because I can go in, find everything I want and need. It's budget friendly, but I don't have to clip coupons or join a loyalty program to know that I'm getting the lowest price. And also, shopping at Aldi is faster. A recent survey from Kantar found that it's 20% faster to shop at Aldi versus a Walmart or Kroger. And 77% of Aldi customers find that it's simpler to shop there as well. And, you know, as an Aldi customer, when you go into the store, there are only four or five aisles.
Right.
You can find a selection of beautifully curated produce, gourmet cheeses and meats, and really handy grab-and-go items. And the other thing is that you're going to find the best of the best there. 90% of the items in store are Aldi exclusives, and one in three of those are award-winning. In fact, 80 Aldi exclusive Simply Nature products earned the Good Housekeeping Nutritionist Approved emblem just recently, which is really big.
I have a couple of members of our family that are problems with, they have to have gluten-free and all this stuff, and they do all their shopping there because it has it all there.
That's right. I mean, all the ingredients are so easy to find. The products are so well curated that if you have food restrictions, you don't have to worry when you're shopping at Aldi. And the other good thing is, like, if you are worried about this daylight savings time issue, something that you can try is to start prepping meals ahead of time, being more efficient with your time, not only getting in and out of the grocery store quickly, but planning meals a few days in advance. I don't know if you've heard anything about the mason jar trend. It's becoming a big thing where people are pre-prepping perfect servings in mason jars, and Aldi has a great recipe called the mason jar Italian salad that I really love. It only requires a food processor and mason jars.
You're kidding.
And you can prep a few days ahead. It makes it so, so easy.
You put the salad actually in the mason jar?
That's right. So you layer the salad, and then you, when you're ready to eat it, you just mix it up, and it's ready to go. So it's so good, especially for work lunches. As you're dashing out the door, you can grab your mason jar and you have all your nutritious ingredients in one place.
When you hear the term fast food, you immediately think of fast food restaurants. But when it comes to this, they have delicious snacks for everyone that's kind of on the go. So they have snacks that are healthy for you vis-a-vis going in and getting a hamburger that has like three layers to it.
That's right. They have a collection called Park Street Deli. They have apples and caramel or peanut butter snack packs, really easy for lunches on the go. And then also their website, Aldi.us, has so many great recipes. They have one called Peanut Butter Granola Bites, which is great for that sweet tooth to satisfy those cravings, but it's a healthy recipe that you can make at home in minutes.
Now, when you talk about shopping, you know, you bring up a very interesting point a little earlier when you say you can get in and out, because so many times when you walk into a store, and I don't do that very often, my wife does it, but when you walk into a grocery store, you're inundated by everything. And you're right, I was staying at a hotel one time up in Pennsylvania, and there was an Aldi's across the street, and my wife said, "You go over there." I said, "Oh man, I'm going to be all screwed up, you know." I went over there and it was easy.
Yeah, I mean, those four or five aisles, that's a big deal. So
yeah.
When you walk in and you can find exactly what you want and need, you know that you're getting a great deal and high quality ingredients. So I just think it makes it so much easier in general to eat healthy, shop quickly, get in and out.
I agree with you. Now, you are the co-founder of the media coaching firm One Take and the cosmetic brand Three Custom Color Specialist. You are one busy person. I know because I've seen you on the news. I've seen you. You know, I know that you're a contributing editor to Woman's Day magazine, and I've seen you on Inside Edition. So you're one busy person. When you talk about being on the go, you talk about it from the dimension of experience. But I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, because somebody told me you have a pet guinea pig.
gosh. Yes, you did your research. I do have a pet guinea pig. And it is, my husband's allergic to most fur pets, and he is allergic to the guinea pig as well. But because it's in the cage, he doesn't have problems with it. So we have this lovable creature that we've cared for almost 8 years. Ooh. So he's quite ancient at this point, but he's adorable.
Now, how big is a guinea pig?
Our guinea pig is pretty small. I think he was maybe the runt of the litter, so he's probably about 7 inches long, where the typical adult guinea pig can be as long as, say, 10 to 12 inches.
Is that right? Now, what is his name? I have a reason for asking this.
His name is Chewy.
Chewy, okay. Because I had a friend of mine that had a pig that he got for his daughter for a play, and it was a little cute little thing. It looked like a little puppy, you know. Well, it grew up to be like 400 pounds, but the name of the pig was Bacon, which I thought was a little harsh, you know.
Yeah.
So where do we go, Trey, for more information on what we talked about today and other stuff that's available at Aldi's?
Sure. So Aldi has a great website, aldi.us. They have all their goods there. You can even do grocery delivery if you're short on time. Wow. And they have lots and lots of recipes on the site, which I find really, really helpful. You can look at recipes and then go into the store and do your shopping, and it's so quick and easy.
Well, I got to tell you something. You have shed a lot of light here, not to use a pun about daylight savings time, on the fact that with the stress that you have around that time, you know, but you can't just restrict it to daylight saving time. Everything we talked about today is applicable 12 months out of the year, every single day of that, you know?
That's right. I hope so.
Well, look, you're a great guest. I invite you to come back and join us again sometime in the near future, because it's always nice to know how to make life easier when it comes to schedules and food. And please join us again, okay?
Thanks so much. I would love that.
Okay. Trey Bodge has been our guest, lifestyle journalist, shopping expert, telling us how to make a life a little easier, not only during daylight savings time, but all the time. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
And I want to share an experience I had. I'm a classic automobile enthusiast, and recently I wanted to change the color of one of my most treasured and rare cars. I got a quote to have it painted and almost fainted. The cost was terrible, and they couldn't guarantee satisfaction. That's when I called SignZoo. I had seen expensive cars like Bentleys, Lamborghinis, Rolls Royces, Cadillacs, Mercedes vinyl wrapped, and they looked better than paint and more resistant to the elements and a whole lot less expensive. SignZoo explained to me that paint replacement, you can make a green paint car red, with finishes that cannot be achieved with paint. Some of these wraps include carbon fiber, camouflage, 3D, and embossed textures. And boat owners, SignZoo wraps more boats than anyone in the country. They're licensed, insured, and professionals service the country nationwide, and their warranty in the industry is the best. Check out their website at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com, and make your car or boat pop with a new look. Well, that's going to wrap things up with Ron Sedgie today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include from Shark Tank, Barbara Corcoran, from Bar Rescue, John Taffer, singer, songwriter, producer, and also a talented author, John Schneider, Francis Largeman Roth, Judge Douglas Ginsburg, actor David McCullum, Michelle Sullivan, and also to Trey Bosch. Hey, don't forget to turn back those clocks, okay, and gain an extra hour this weekend. We'll look for your company to come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgie, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.